down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, I'm delighted to welcome another old friend of the show, a man that we've heard sing and play for many years. He's a local man here, but he's Alton Conlon. And Alton, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
I'm great.
Thanks for having me.
I'm really, really thrilled to meet you again, Alton. Let's get the business end out of the way tonight.
Sure.
You're playing in St. Raphael's, is that right, in Loughrea, along where you're joining Mary Coughlan up on stage. And I really like this tour that you're going on, which is called Unlikely Likeable.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about that, because our listeners are going to be fascinated to learn all about that.
I was actually with Mary in the little cafe in Athlone, and they asked for a photo, but of course Mary said, we'll sing a song for you. And I was like, oh my God, at 1 p.m. in the day. So they filmed it, and it went up online, and it did kind of huge business online. And I thought, why can't we play in places like this, you know? And there's so many of them around the country, especially rural areas.
Yeah, so essentially what you're going to be doing is playing in places that we wouldn't associate with music, such as in a credit union, in a post office.
In a bakery.
I love it already.
I did this tour last year, and I did a gig in a woolen craft shop where I had 40 people knitting and crocheting while I did the gig at 12 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So I just got excited by bringing the music to places that wouldn't usually have it, and also small little businesses in villages around the country. And places like, as people love to come out of their door, go down the street and go to something and not have to go to Dublin or Galway, where you can't get a hotel anymore or it costs too much. So, and there's all these people out there. So I figured I'm hanging around a lot. I may as well get out there and meet them.
The new album, how's it going?
It's great. Yeah, I released it last October, and I have a song currently out at the minute, and just to promote the Unlikely tour. And I'm doing a lot with Mary Coughlan. I've got a podcast with Mary. Called You're Not Listening.
Go on.
Few people are listening, I believe. And then I'm going to do a little podcast around the Unlikely tour as well, where I'll interview the people running the premises, and I'll put that up online as well.
You've had great success, Alton, with people that we wouldn't maybe... People like John Martin, you know, who would be a hero to many. You got to work with him.
Mm.
Brian Ferry has spoken publicly about how he loves your music.
Yeah.
How do you get in front of these people that are...
I suppose I'm doing this so many years. It's just you. Every now and then you end up in a situation like that. I go to LA to make my music and I have friends there. So I end up doing a gig with Jackson Brown. And then just kind of one little thing leads to another. You know, they're all little happy accidents that... I guess it's just been in the game so long that you just keep showing up. And eventually you meet some of these people, you know.
And is that part of your formula that... You love to come back here to East Galway. You go, you do the LA bit, where you write your music and where you're creative is in these parts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm here most of the time. I go for little jaunts to these places, but I'm very much a homebird.
Yeah.
And I love rural Ireland, and I'm from Loughrea, and I bought a house in Ahaskra, so I haven't strayed far from home. And when I do go, I can get a little anxious, but then I enjoy it. But I always love getting home. Yeah. I love being in Ireland.
Yeah.
And that's why I want to do more shows in little places all around the country, because I am here a lot and I don't want to be sitting on my behind, you
Absolutely.
Know?
Absolutely. And what about the creative process? How does that work for you? Do you sort of blitz an album or songs, or do you take your time building stuff up over a number of years?
I'm always tinkering away. I'm always kind of, you know, writing songs, but then I do put the foot down to finish a project. But because I work for myself and I'm self-employed, my Monday to Friday or Monday to Sunday is a lot online, emails and social media and organisation. So
you run a business like the rest of us.
Yes, absolutely. It's good to be here today and hear all these people chatting.
All right, well, you're going to go and get yourself set up there to play us a nice song. And I'm going to say my goodbyes here to Ballinasloe, because I want to firstly thank everyone here at the Shearwater Hotel and Spa in Ballinasloe. I'd like to thank Seafro Donovan and Events, along with Josh, Rachel and Ben. Thanks to David Slevin on sound, our producer as always, John Fardy. Thanks to Simon Keane back at bass and McLoon also there. Today's show was funded by Commission the Man with the television license fee. And I'm going to leave you now with the sweet sound of the wonderful Alton Conlon. Thank you very much, everybody.
Wake up in the morning and go down the stairs. Pick up my shoes from under the chair. Ready for the day, ready to pay my way. Someone's got the blues in the staff room. Gonna lend an ear and throw my 2 cents in. I love the company. All day long I work for the man in me. There ain't no way I'm gonna lay in bed and let my head get the better of me. All day long I work all day long. Some of my friends like to spin a yarn. Make out they're busy, they got so much on. You'll see them sipping coffee, rolling cigarettes by tree. Go on up the yard, you'll see how it is done. They're packing goods, stack them one on one. They work all day long. All day long I work for the man in me. There ain't no way I'm gonna lay in bed and let my head get the better of me. All day long I work all day long. All day long I work for the man in me. There ain't no way I'm gonna lay in bed and let my head get the better of me. All day long I work all day long. Working for the man. Who's the man? The man in me. The man in me.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.